Danielle Spinola. I am the owner of Abeya Vaillant Tea Company, longtime Pittsburgher and lover of all things plants. I started my business when I went to China and had a really great cup of tea in the back of the Jade Buddhist Temple in Shanghai. And then I came home and kind of tried to figure out how I could make a business of it. And one of the things that I knew I loved and had a passion for was the healing properties of herbs. And so really started exploring how I could take herbs and teas and mix them together into things to drink to consume for health benefits. My absolute favorite herb is actually dandelion root. I love dandelions for a multitude of reasons. First of which, I've healed my own self using dandelion root. You can use every part of the plant for human consumption. And they are very healing for your liver in particular. And your liver is your filter for the rest of your body. So your liver filters everything, all of your blood and everything. And so if you have a very healthy liver, it can help diminish some other things happening in your body. And so I really believe in like a very strong liver presence and healing with this dandelion root. I don't really have a least favorite herb. I think they all serve a purpose. I do think that herbs for me, there's not a favorite and an unfavorite. It depends upon what we're trying to accomplish with them. One of our most popular that has been very popular from the beginning is Sleepyhead. It's a chamomile and a mint, fennel, kava kava, and valerian root. It was blended for an after dinner consumption. So the fennel helps with gas. Kava kava is an anti-anxiety. Valerian root helps for sleep. Chamomile is good for not only just sleep and relaxation, but it also helps with digestion as well. And so does mint. So it's a great beverage for after dinner, but it also helps consuming it closer to bedtime to help you kind of get into a better sleep time. Around the holiday season, our Christmas chai does really, really well. Through the winter, we do one called Winter Blues. It's like a peppermint, and it has St. John's wort and kava and blue pea flower. So it turns blue, and it has a lot of like feel good. You know, if you're in a depression, if you're on an antidepressant, it can also heighten. And so you have to be very careful if you are on an antidepressant, and we have labels on our bags. In the springtime, we have one called Breathe Teasy, and that one is a anti-allergy tea. It has moringa and nettles and burdock root and red clover and dandelion and a couple other things, but all the herbs are put together. All of them do something for seasonal allergies or allergies in general. And then summertime, actually, one of our big sellers is actually Cherry Kula. So it's a cherry tea that we created to taste almost like Kool-Aid from when you were a kid, but it's healthy. What I love about my business, we're not just a normal tea shop. So we do what you would expect of a tea shop, right? We sell tea. But one of the other things that I really love is that we are really deeply rooted in our community, and we are on any given day. We are working with the community to create resources for people who need them, or being part of community events, or doing community-oriented things. Come find us. Come hang out at the tea shop. Come see what we do. Come to one of our fun events coming up. Support us. Go online. Buy tea. Send some love.